The fourth president of the United States, James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution. I often find myself bewildered at the people in this country as to how blatantly blind and deaf they are to the issues that are directly in front of their faces. In this country, people are led to believe through the lying state-controlled narrative that the only people that are under attack by some dictator, well, of course, that only takes place in a third world nation. So, without further ado, let me lay some questions for you to ponder and to consider. Since September 11th, 2001, who has been creating unconstitutional bureaucracies to further control and oppress the American people? Has it been a third world foreign dictator? Was the unconstitutional Patriot Act enacted by a foreign government? The Patriot Act was not read by one representative and was pushed through at 3:45 a.m. Or what of the unconstitutional Department of Homeland Security, which is premised on a pretended authority, stacking oversight and control over those who are known Muslim Brotherhood operatives? The Transportation Security Administration is another pretended authority and created office to violate Americans while traveling to and fro. Remember, this does not apply to illegal immigrants. They are there to harass Americans, which is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is labeling American Christians and patriots as the enemies of the state? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is covering up for terrorists? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is suing governors on the southern borders who are magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against illegal immigrants? Is it a foreign government attempting to divide and conquer the American people in hopes of domestic insurrection? Or was it a foreign third world dictator that released 179,027 illegal felons onto the streets of America, of course, only endangering the lives of the American people? Is it a foreign third world dictator that seeks to strip Americans from the right to bear arms? Is it a foreign third world dictator trying to demoralize America through redefinition of God's design for marriage? Is it a foreign third world dictator attempting to force Americans to pay for the socialist blueprints and unconstitutional Obamacare? Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution. Is it a foreign third world dictator that sends out spoilers to destroy groups that oppose this administration's dangerous ideologies through the Internal Revenue Service? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is promoting and identifying America as a democracy to destroy America's constitutional republic? Read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is illegally, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, indoctrinating America's youth through International Baccalaureate, a global education scheme, No Child Left Behind, or Common Core? Is it a foreign third world dictator that sanctioned the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 innocent babies in the womb per day in America, totaling 55 to 60 million murdered babies, which is equivalent to 18 states? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is attacking America's Christian heritage and the American Constitution? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is defending, supporting, and promoting America's sworn enemies? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is lying to the American people on a daily basis? Is it a foreign third world dictator that has transgressed the Constitution, behaved badly over 1,063 times in the last 7 years? Finally, is it the American people who have tolerated those who have committed the crimes of a foreign third world dictator in their own country? Why, yes it is. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers, said John Calvin. And while the American people stand back and complain of a criminal administration violating the constitutional covenant, they fail to remember that they are guilty of violating God's. How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"You
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Real quick, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, you ever wonder why all the fear? Why is there this inundation of fear being thrown on the American people all day long? I mean, it's pretty telling as to where it's coming from, right? I want to say as a positive, though, it is only the fear of God that can deliver us from the fear of man, because there's strong confidence in the fear of the Lord, and there's much boldness concerning those that are righteous in Christ Jesus. And that word boldness, P.S., means forward to danger. So when the enemy fears us and we live our lives where the enemy has to worry about how we live our lives before God, it reminds me of what Thomas Jefferson rightly said, the third president of the United States of America. He said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. Yeah, there's the proper role. There it is. But again, the question, I'm asking the question, why all the fear? Why is there this continuous fear being thrown on us? And the only place that we ever find a false peace or consolation, or so they'd have us believe, is when we would submit to the next act that they mean to implement on us. Like, for example, this cashless society that they're proposing right now, which is a violation of the First Amendment, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Now they're telling us it's an ancient system, it's old, it's passed away, right? They're driving this dysfunction in this fear that if we don't go along with it, this is what's going to happen to us. Well, we're seeing that in England right now, aren't we? Remember with the prime minister, this pedophile, where he comes out, he's doing what he's told, serving his masters. We can see the strings on his arms and on his mouth, doing what he's told to do. Well, he tells the people of England that before the end of this parliament, that you're going to go along with this cashless society, this digital currency, because if you're not, you're not going to have a job. Do you see how that works? They drive you with fear to accept the new plan that they propose. This is insanity. Why all the oppression? I mean, just think about that. Look at all the oppression that's thrown on the American people by the said government. Yeah. See, this all happens. Fear and oppression all happens, friends. And people take it on themselves when they leave off their God. Because when we're born of the Spirit of God, guess what that does? It breeds bravery, right? Live your life in such a way that your enemy fears how you live your life rather than the other way around. Being born again of the Spirit of God, it creates courage. And the only one that can give us that courage is the Lord God in Jesus' name. It creates valor. But if I want to control the people, how do I do that? Well, do you guys remember, and I'm sure you all do, but do you remember the Wizard of Oz? And I've been given this analogy of for 25 years now, doing high school assemblies and colleges and events all over the country. But do you remember the little old man behind that big, scary Oz? And do you see how he was dictating that of Dorothy and the Tin Man and the Straw Man and the Cowardly Lion? Do you remember how he was controlling them? He was controlling them with the use of fear, wasn't he? Isn't, again, that what you're seeing today? What happens when you're not afraid anymore? The bad guys are then powerless. Do you understand? The worst sort of enemy these people are creating right now are those that have nothing to lose. They're the worst enemies that they want. They just don't know it yet. But again, I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that we have to get this right. Now, let me go back to our forefathers who stood against the mightiest military on earth during that particular time. They were the strongest military in the world. We had 56 signers. By the way, a third went along with it. A third were Tories and a third didn't care. So the Lord used a third of less than 3% of that population to establish what it is that we have today. Just for the record. And what are they calling upon? Well, you can find it in the Declaration of Independence. You can find it in the Mayflower Compact. You can find it in the year of our Lord, 1787, at the end of the U.S. Constitution. Oh, and the list goes on and it goes on and it goes on and it goes on. But when we look at our forefathers, they gave us an example. And again, I always think of John Adams, the second president, the Colossus of Independence, that prophet of God that was completely ostracized and still is to this day in many ways. The only ones that ostracize him, the only ones that overlook him are those that don't understand the significance of that man being there at the right place at the right time. That's why they called him the Colossus of Independence. But why do I bring up John Adams? Because of what they established and who was it that they called upon. And look who answered. Look what it is that we have today. Did you know that during that particular time, by the way, Samuel Adams, who was a son of liberty, along with John Hancock, James Otis, Paul Revere, oh, the list goes on. Did you know that Samuel Adams, who was cousin to John Adams, he was 13 years older than him, they created something called the Committee of Correspondence in 1772. And you know what that was? That was the media of the day. That was the Gideons of the day, along with the Black Robe Regiment and the forefathers and the less than 3% of the population that was used to give us what it is that we have today. They kept them through the committees of correspondence awake to what it was that the people were saying rather than the narrative that was coming from the king, driving fear into the inhabitants of the land to submit to him or else. That include Indians. That include slaves during that particular time. So it wasn't just our forefathers, but they threw him off. And they obeyed God. And it was John Adams making reference to the point that I was just making here, friends, is the one that said we're taking a leap in the dark here. Isn't that how we're supposed to walk, 86% of the American people, I ask? We walk by faith and not by sight. Don't we follow our leader in darkness who is the light of the world? Absolutely we do. Going back to the committees of correspondence, they said that their purpose was to tell Americans their rights and how their rights have been violated. That was the first thing they did during the Committee of Correspondence in 1772. Show the inhabitants of the land how the said representative government across the pond were violating their rights. The second point was tell Americans what they should do because their rights have been violated. Resist. Resist. And open your mouth and get number 3.3 from our forefathers was to get flashes across the country. Let me go back and forth and kind of show you how this works. We're going to come right back, but we're also going to bring the voice of the American people to those that haven't heard. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jeremiah 6:16 commands that we go back to the old paths. He who has not felt what sin is in the Old Testament knows little what grace is in the New. He who has not trembled in Moses and wept in David and wondered little in Isaiah will rejoice little in Matthew and rest little in John. He who has not suffered under the law will scarcely hear the glad sound of the gospel. This quote given unto us by none other than R.W. Barber.
Hi friends, I'm Dr. Mike Spaulding, host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. I have people ask me all the time for resources and places they can go to get timely and truthful information. If you want to know what is really happening in our world and why, listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Speaking of the Committee of Correspondence, that's exactly what sonsoflibertymedia.com is all about, getting information to the American people that otherwise they wouldn't get because of the suppressing and the censorship. Sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We have Suzanne calling in from Washington. A day late, Suzanne. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Sorry, Bradley. I'm kind of a day late here.
That's okay.
I listened to your show a little bit later. You know, God bless you for talking about the killing of the unborn, and I'm so unbelievably appreciative of you, as I did kill my children. So I just thank you, and I think everything you're doing is perfect, showing images, having people people with you to verify and confirm what you're doing, because I've tried for so long to get into the churches and to talk to children, and I'm shut down because we don't talk about it.
Yep.
And I'm pretty black and white like you. I don't call it abortion because that's way too nice. It's murder. And, you know, I thank God, thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and grace. That's all I can say. I'm fully responsible for what I did, and I should have been punished for what I did. But by the grace of God, thank you. And what else do I want to say? I live with it daily. And I just wanted to thank you because it's so important. And it's just so important to get talk to children.
Amen.
So important.
Amen.
That's really what I wanted to share.
You got it.
With you. And,
well, yeah. You know what, Suzanne?
Sorry for being a day late.
No, that's totally fine, and I'm playing with you. I appreciate you every time you call in. I'll go ahead and answer off air if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, sounds good. I totally appreciate you, kiddo. You know what? I bet Moses appreciated the mercy and grace as well. I bet you the Apostle Paul appreciated the mercy and grace as well. And so I want to make sure that I'm never putting the death knell over the top of my message. But when it comes to the tolerance of the American people, not to the repentance, I'm not talking to the repentant that are bearing fruits to repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. I'm talking about a people that tolerates the onslaught of our own children, who are not sorry about it, who could care less, who act as if they don't have a responsibility given before the Lord and on the behalf of their children to stand up and fight for them. I fear for you. I fear for you, because the Lord said he would not pardon that. 2 Kings 24:4, as we highlighted it yesterday. But to those that are repentant, you know what? That mercy is available to all of us. And I just appreciate your honesty. And I appreciate more so the mercy and grace of God to forgive us of the things that we have done, because every one of us deserves hell. There's no question about it, which is the consequence of unrepented sin before a just and a holy God. So thank you for that call, Suzanne. I totally appreciate it. I wanted to get back to something here, because I was just talking about all the fear that's sold to the American people. Actually, not just sold to the American people, but thrown down on the American people. Isn't it interesting? Let's just go to the last pandemic, Jeremiah 11:9, if you would. And do you remember how they continuously fueled the narrative of fear if you didn't do what they said? But yet we found these mayors were out on vacation while their kids were getting married. They were doing videos from out of seas in the tropics, telling the American people to stay home, go out and get your shot, and you know, just selling it that way. Or they were busted going out of Denver, the mayor was, going to Mississippi, spending his time with his mom for Thanksgiving. Or we caught governors out golfing. We got governors like Gavin Newsom, who was having dinner while he was sitting there telling everybody in California stay home. And then we had mayors that during that same period of time were saying that, listen, if we catch you outside, we'll shut off your electricity, like a bunch of good Nazis they were. But they were out living it up, just like that of Governor Whitmer, man. All of her unconstitutional decrees that she was throwing on the American people and all the fear that she was throwing on. It was interesting that we played video and we brought the pictures forward where she was out hanging out with her friends, partying it up. Folks, you have to understand that what they do, friends, is they have you in a position where they want to paralyze you, because they want you to control every move that you make, but yet they don't practice what they preach, Matthew 23:3. And furthermore, friends, they're not there serving the people, as you all the well know. They're there serving the people that are telling them what it is that they're supposed to do. And I'm talking about their handlers, which is a fact. Look at all the fear that they pushed during the pandemic, only to find out the only fear that we had was fear itself. And the bottom line was, friends, it's what the pill was that was found in the jam that was doing the murdering in the first place concerning the American people. And speaking of which, I just happened to have up online, again, I have a friend from Massachusetts that on a daily basis sends me out these individuals that took the experimental jab and now they're all dead. And we've highlighted this several times. The doctors coming out and saying that they're just baffled. They don't know where this spike of cancers come from and all these other ailments and side effects that came from the experimental jabs that they created right on cue to drive it into the bloodstream of the people on a worldwide basis. They're dying all day long. That was the pill in the jam. What they were telling you was the cure was actually what was doing the killing, Americans. They tell you the opposite of what is true. And when you go to Isaiah 5:20, you're going to understand that perfectly as well concerning how this media operates in this country. Let me say it this. It's nothing short of criminal, every given step of the way. Now, one of the things that I brought up to you just over the last week was William Colby from the Central Intelligence Agency. He said the CIA owns every one of any significance in the major media. Has anybody been paying attention how all of the controlled operatives, you know their names. You know their names, how they're all bantering back and forth, playing off each other, you know, pro wrestling, and it's very gets you into the ring, buying tickets, and look what she said, and look what he said, and if one drops off, they got another one to come right behind it and just pick up the narrative and keep driving it to keep the people entertained out of their freedoms, right? And keeping these narratives going over and over again, getting the American people to chase their tails. That's called circular reasoning. Yep, that's how you're getting your information, friends. Notice there's never any resolve. Notice there's never any justice. It's one of those things that I continuously reiterate here. Hey, folks, and it's also interesting to take note as to what Malcolm X rightly said. He's the one that said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Boy, it's pretty amazing how that works, isn't it? And yet we all know that, and yet we all see that, and yet we all know that we're being lied to. But somehow or another, some people out there still allow themselves to be subject to these criminals that sit there and drive the narrative as they read the teleprompter, as they parrot the teleprompter. Now, I want to go on from that because I want to give you an example real quick. Isn't it interesting that, let me go back to 2008, because in 2008 is when I started to notice that something was really off here. And what I noticed is that they were throwing out options. Like, for example, if we go back to 2008, I'd ask you the question, how many presidential candidates were actually given unto us in this country by the mainstream media? Now, I want you to keep in mind that during that time, there was 312,511,424 people in the United States of America. That was America's population. But how many did they give you, friends? What, 10, 12 max, right? But did you know, friends, that there was over 1,000 other presidential candidates that weren't even brought forth? Why? Because they were not players in this game and this stage that they continuously play off concerning the clowns in the circus of politics as they entertain the people. I want to say it again. There was about 10 to 12 options given back in 2008, yet there was over 1,000 presidential candidates. I'm going to tell you the ones that were omitted, those that were basically ignored, censored, whatever you want to call it. Keep in mind, they were the real ones, friends. They were the real candidates. The ones they offered you were all players on the same stage. And you still see this in America today. You still see the same game being played out by the same people. And don't forget the controlled operatives that are continuously promoting the same narrative to keep the establishment going. They're not there to tear down the narrative, friends. They're there to keep it up. You have to understand that. And it's exactly what they're doing. Let me put you to the test really quick. I just thought about this before the show and I want to throw it at you really quick. I'm going to give you three options and I'm going to give you some facts and characteristics of the three leading candidates that we have today. Okay. I'm going to use candidates from the past, but I want to show you characteristically as to which one the majority of the American people are going to vote for. You ready for this? Here's candidate A. I'll come right back on this other side, folks. Boy, that was a quick one, wasn't it? 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. 833-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Things don't turn up in this world until somebody turns them up. President James Garfield goes on and says, I love agitation and investigation and glory in defending unpopular truth against popular error. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison said, with reasonable men I will reason, with human men I will plead, but to tyrants I will give no quarter nor waste arguments where they will certainly be lost.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Ajima, and I approve this message.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just thinking of something from Ben Franklin. You know, they called him the least religious along with Thomas Paine. Yeah, that's funny. You're right. Yeah. He's the guy that said war is when the government tells you who the bad guy is, and revolution is when you decide that for yourself. And we understand, you know, the first casualty in every war is the truth, and yet the mainstream media has been getting away with this for a long time. They're the ones creating the domestic insurrection along with the corrupt politicians. I'm going to go ahead and jump on Steve from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Haven't heard from you in a while. Welcome to the show. What say you?
Well, I was going to say, I was thinking the same thing this morning when, you know, everybody acts like cowards these days, and it's really because, you know, they act like they live like slaves, and then they're surprised that a master shows up.
Yeah.
And every election season they just vote for who gets to whip them.
Yep.
And you try to talk them into living like free people and not be dependent on, you know, who it all they trade on is who they're dependent on. You know, we've been growing our own food and for years, decades, and everybody looks at us like there's something wrong with us. Well, somebody can't just automatically shut my food supply off.
Yep.
You know, I've been running my own business, so you can't shut my money off.
Yep.
You know, it's if you're gonna live like a slave, don't be surprised when the master shows up and orders you around like a slave.
I'm laughing, Steve. I totally understand. I just, you know, again, I think the objective here is to get people to actually open up their ears to the truth of the matter concerning the things that we're talking about. No matter what, here, and again, there's just the art of radio is saying the same things a different way, but this is just one of those things where you really can't say it a different way because it's so obvious as to what you're saying. But the obviousness of the point that we make is the very thing or the very point being made that the people don't want to hear. 86% of the people say they don't believe the media until the next political cycle comes up on them, and then they act like the candidates that are given to them, Steve, are actually legitimate. That's what's crazy.
They don't have elections. They have anxiety attacks. The one side's afraid of who the other side's going to vote for, and the other side's afraid of what side that's going to vote for. The one thing they're in completely in agreement on is they're afraid.
Yep. No, I totally agree.
It was like COVID. I responded to an ambulance call, and the firefighters were standing outside all worried with their face diapers on, and I walked up to the one guy, and I said, let me get this straight. You're a firefighter, right? And he said, yeah. And I said, you're going to run into a burning building and save everybody, right? You're brave, right? He said, yeah. And I said, well, how come you're going to wet yourself just because Granny breathed on you?
Yep.
And he looked at me, and he was really mad. But I noticed the next call I saw him on, he didn't have his face diaper on.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's all it takes, Steve, is for somebody to actually confront them. And I think that's the importance of guys like me and you and others that were willing to stand up and love each other enough to do that. Read Leviticus 19:17 when you get a moment. Steve, totally appreciate the phone call. I want to piggyback some of the things that you just said really quick. Burger King and Popeye's chicken are having a chicken sandwich war. We also seen this going on between Chick-fil-A and Popeye's chicken as well. But in this particular quote, and I'm going to show it to you on social media platforms, I'll read it for you, affiliates. But if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, it's right there. Burger King and Popeye's are having a chicken sandwich war while being owned by the same parent company is the greatest real-life analogy for our modern-day American political parties. Folks, Burger King, Chick-fil-A, Popeyes, they're all owned by the same people, but they have you, what? Fighting over who's got the better of the chicken sandwiches. And I got a visual up here on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now where it has a picture of a hawk with a fish in his hand. And it basically tags to this post, Democrats are the right wing, the Republicans are the left wing, the corporate media is in the center, playing both sides, throwing the narrative on the American people to believe their propaganda. And then the public are the fish that are caught by this particular hawk. Americans, quit playing the fools. Read Ephesians 4:14 when you get a moment, please. Ephesians 4:14. Let me get this analogy over to you really quick. I see another phone call up there. Thank you. Okay, I'll pick you up in just a moment. Hold up with me, friend. Candidate A, I was just going to give you a moment ago the facts and the characteristics of the three leading candidates, and I want you to pick your favorite candidate, okay? The most moral is obviously what we're looking for, right? Because if he can't be faithful to God, he surely can't be faithful to me and you, right? Okay. And he does swear an oath to God, Ecclesiastes 5:4, right? Numbers 30, verse 2, not in this order, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23, that they promise to uphold their oaths, and then they say, so help me God. That's how they say it in America. So that's what we're looking for, is moral individuals, representatives. We don't have leaders. We have representatives, and we have a representative system of government in this country. But let me give you a candidate A, okay, characteristics. He associates with crooked politicians and consults with astrologists, okay, a big no-no. He had 5 to 6 mistresses that we know of. He chain smokes and drinks 8 to 10 margaritas a day. Okay, that's candidate A. Here's candidate B. He was kicked out of office twice. He sleeps until noon. He used opium in college and drinks a quart of whiskey every single evening. That's candidate B. Here's candidate C, okay? Now, let me just ask you this. Out of the first two, would you pick either one? Okay? But what they do is they picked the reprobates, those that are abandoned to sin, the debased, the lower sort. What they do is they put them up. That's why I continuously make reference to 1 Kings 13:33, because that's how corruption rules the people. They demoralize the people. That's why I continuously make reference to the fact that if they can demoralize us, they can control us. And that's exactly why they pick these losers to be your options, Americans, because they want to lower the morale. Here's candidate C. He is a decorated war hero, okay? He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke. Sounds like a good guy, doesn't he? Drinks an occasional beer, and he's never, ever had any extramarital affairs. Now, out of those three, which one would you pick? Okay, here's candidate A. Absolute socialist loser. Criminal to the American people. Okay? He ran for three terms in America. Who am I talking about, people? This is the guy that said presidents aren't elected. In other words, he was saying the people aren't electing the president. He said presidents are selected. The first candidate was none other than Franklin Roosevelt. Oh, I wonder how that's working out for him. Just like Dick Cheney today, right? Hell has new occupants today. I wonder how that's working out for him today. Let's go to candidate B, another absolute loser. Oh, and by the way, he was an absolute Zionist, and so was none other than Roosevelt, for those that haven't been paying attention, okay? Let's go over to the candidate B. Who is it? Winston Churchill. And notice in our books today, in our history, modern history, they put these guys up like they were the good guys. Okay, I don't want to distract you from the point I want to make, but I was just thinking about that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Hey, folks, it's those that the world scorns and hates and mocks. Those are the ones that we should be paying attention to. Really, no joke. Because they're the ones telling us the truth that Jesus said we'd be hated for when we did the same things that he did. We'd be hated for his name's sake, right? And remember, love, I know a lot of people like to lean into love. Obviously, everything that God does is love because God is love, and so is his son, incarnate God, right? Who is love. So it wasn't hate. As a matter of fact, put that over to Psalm 109, verse 5. And I believe it was King David who said he was hated for his love. And if you go back to the New Testament in John 15, he talks about, this is my commandment that you love one another, but if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. That was Psalm 109, verse 5. Okay? So candidate B is none other than this loser, Winston Churchill. And if you do your homework on this guy, friends, he was pretty much the advocate to war during World War II. Okay? Let's go to candidate C. Who is candidate C? Everybody thought, well, man, if anybody's going to be the next world leader, this guy's got the best, you know, calling card, at least as far as his morale goes. He seems like an upright guy. Well, guess who candidate C is? Adolf Hitler. Okay, and it's the same thing going on today. I know people don't like going here, but it doesn't matter. You look at a Donald Trump who has been raised up and groomed by the media in a favorable light for the last 30 years. Americans, let me say this. Sometimes you have to listen to your enemies, okay? Because oftentimes they'll blurt the truth out in their confusion, and when it comes to Donald Trump, that's exactly what they've been doing, okay? I don't care whose mouth it comes from. If it's truth, we should recognize it. Don't be like that of Pontius Pilate who said, what is truth? No. We know what truth is because we got our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ, who said that he is the light of the world and that we're to follow him lest darkness overtakes us. We still have that light. Let's keep our eyes fixed on him. Adolf Hitler is the one that also said, how fortunate for those in power that people never think. That's about right. That's about right. David, I got a hard break coming up on me right now. I'm going to come back on the other side. I will take you immediately, friends. I'm going to make this your show. If you want to jump in, 281-845-4704. I'm going to go down, I got a bunch of tabs right now, and I'm just going to knock them down like a bunch of dominoes. And what I want to do is I want you to hear the voice of the people, because much of what I'm going to share with you over the next 13 minutes is pretty much out of sight and out of mind when it comes to the mainstream media. They're telling you the opposite of what I'm going to play for you. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom, while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Matthew Henry stated of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10, that the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for his people, that righteousness must be first wrought in them, they must be brought to repent of their sins, to renounce their idolatries, to return to God and reform their lives, and then this salvation shall be wrought for them and not till then. We must not expect salvation without righteousness, for they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What he hath joined together, let us not therefore put asunder. Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made redemption to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead. You're making this your show, so as I always say, friends, we start getting the calls, you can make it your show, and that's exactly what we're doing. We got David calling in from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, David. What say you, my friend?
Yes, Bradley, I just started listening to you. I especially bookmarked on my computer your programs on pornography and on the abortion.
Okay.
And I'm calling to ask for everybody who's listening to this program to pray for the most important person to be saved, and know Jesus Christ. And that person is none other than the man that murdered this lady about 2 miles from my house. Jesse Tremendacross is his name, and he killed Megan Kanka. from which we have Megan's Law in all 50 states. Wouldn't it be wonderful, folks, to see Jesse Tamendacross in heaven, the one that killed Megan?
You know, I think what we need to do is, there's the sanity right there for you, friends. I mean, this is the problem of the country. You live in a society where people show more compassion for the perpetrators than the victims themselves. And that's exactly what you just got a dose of. Okay. No, you know what I say? I say we take the individual and we get a rope and we string him up. That's what we do. Because that's what the Bible tells us to do. And that's what we used to do in this country, to teach people the fear of God, both to the innocent and to the guilty. Right? Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Read it when you get a moment. Okay, so I got a couple things here. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Please, we don't need these lunatics. I mean, we got some serious stuff to deal with in this country, and we need good people that are going to stand up, and I'm talking about the goodness of God within them. The only thing good within myself, Lord, is what you put there. The rest is my fault. That's the point that I'm making. And you can also take that over to Mark chapter 10, starting in verse 17. Jesus himself said there's none good, not even, he was referencing there's none good but God. So, and we understand that he is God incarnate, right? So he was obviously a branch to that tree, spiritually speaking. So that's what we need. We need people that stand up and do what needs to be done. And that's what we're looking for. 281-845-4704. Let me go over here really quick. And did you guys hear about the fact, and I've highlighted this too, it's just, this is your conservative talking heads, and this is the voice of the people right now. Most people don't listen to this because they understand that this voice that you're going to hear right now is controlled opposition. And this guy that you're going to hear right now, he's got a really high opinion of himself. And what's sad about it is a lot of times he doesn't even know what he's talking about. And but in this particular case, he does. And he's talking about since September 11th. Well, let me tell you. Let him tell you.
The current Muslim population in the U.S. came here after 9/11.
Yep.
In the 1990s, there were between 500,000 and 1 million Muslims in this country. That's it. Now there are more than 4.5 million.
Yep.
The Muslim population has more than quadrupled since 9/11. Now, on the other hand, guess what's happened to the Christian population in Iraq during that same period? Well, it went from 1.5 million Christians to around 200,000. Why is that? Well, they were ethnically cleansed. They were terrorized. They were killed. They were forced to leave. Meanwhile, some of our most important cities, you know, the centers of our economy, were flooded with Muslims. And we were told to welcome these people and give them refuge.
No, here, let me say it this way, because, Matt, you're still brainwashed because of the scope that you're in and the company that you keep. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 15:33, it says, evil company corrupts good communications, and that's exactly what you're doing here. The first part of what you said is absolutely true, but if you go back to Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, it already tells us that they're going to be made the head and we're going to be made the tail. And who is that promise given to? Who is that woe, friends, given to? Who is that curse given to? Those that disobey the Lord, okay? And it's your politicians that are selling you out, just so you know, guy, okay? Your politicians are selling you out because you've sold out your God. And you've given ear to a bunch of corrupt individuals seated in the seats that are put up in place to sell to the American people that somehow or another they're journalists giving us the facts. When all the while, if anybody should know that, Matthew, it should be you, but apparently you didn't know it. So in saying that, I wanted to tell you the first part of what he was saying was absolutely true. Folks, this is all being purposed. It's all being done by the Zionist. I played this before. I've given you the quote. I've given you the names, the horses that are kicking it out of their pie holes, giving you the information, what it is, and concerning what it is that you need concerning the information that's given. And we've already heard that the Zionists are saying that they're using the Muslims to sweep away their opposition. Nothing new under the sun, friends, okay? So if you don't want to listen to the Word of God, which is an absolute, there is no debate. Do people understand that when it comes to the Word of God, it's a thus saith the Lord, there is no debate. There's no room for debate because there is no debate. The only thing that you can do at that point is now deconstruct what the Word says through your opinion, and everybody's got an opinion, and guess what? We don't want your opinion. Okay, we want the Lord's. And if we hold to his absolute, friends, there's going to be no debate. 99% of these talking heads would be out of a job.
And first and foremost, as I've always continuously highlighted here, friends, is the fact that I'm trying to work myself out of a job and you're all saying the same things. Your resolve is the word that I'm giving you constantly. Justice guards our liberties. And if you don't want to be the law and bring the justice upon the heads of the guilty, friends, you're going to get more of the same old, same old. And that's why you're getting more of the same old, same old. When the American people say enough to their said representatives committing crimes against them, I'll tell you what, now you're in business with the Lord, because now at that point, you're obeying the commandments given, and now you are the law being enforced against the corrupt, bringing judgments upon their heads. The Bible says in Isaiah 26, verse 9, that when thy judgments are in the world, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Yep. When the judgments, and guess who the Lord uses to bring about those judgments? Righteous people that are called by his name. Right? And again, we're supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. We got John calling in from, well, the furthest south that we can possibly go. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, John. What say you, my friend?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for your show today. I appreciate it. I would just like to say, after crying and praying about it, I want you to share with Suzanne when you talk to her.
Suzanne,
the woman at the well, and that is like his first showing and signs of what he forgives us for with everything, you know. Regardless of that idiot that called in before, that was a little ridiculous, but Suzanne, she. I'm sure she would love to hear the words that you have to say to her after you get off air, brother. I love you. Bye.
Okay. I pretty much addressed that, though, already, John. And that's where I said to the repentant, the Lord offers mercy. Matter of fact, people, to those that do repent, understand that it's the Holy Ghost that's bringing about that repentance once you acknowledge the fact that you have transgressed God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, and Romans 13. That is a work of the Holy Ghost. He comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. The most certain sign that you have that you belong to him and the Lord is drawing you unto himself and unto Christ is the fact that he's working godly repentance into you. If you have to be coerced into repentance, well, you better ask yourself what spirit you're born of. Okay, but when you are being worked on by the Holy Ghost, where he comes in and convicts you of sin, righteousness, and judgment, he drives you to the foot of the cross by your acknowledgement of violating all of his laws, his moral law. That's what the schoolmaster is, friends. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. It also tells us in Psalm 19:7 that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the souls. Once we realize that we're guilty as H-E double hockey sticks for our sin being put upon the Christ who died for the sins of the world and is the propitiation of the sins of the world, then and only then do we understand that Jesus steps in as the mediator and takes our sin upon himself. And in the process of doing that, and repentance worked in us by the Holy Ghost, he gives unto us his righteousness, him who never sinned a day in his life. He gives us his righteousness through imputation. Martin Luther called it the alien righteousness. And what does he do? He takes all of our sin upon himself. And guess what he said concerning our sin, friends? He said, it is finished over 2,000 years ago, and that belongs to those that have been led to the Lord in repentance. And when they're born of the Spirit, John 3:3, guess what they're going to do? They're going to bring forth fruit that the Spirit brings forth. Repentance. And guess what? We start to understand who we are in Christ Jesus, and we also understand that all things old have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. We're new creations. Creations in Christ Jesus, and that's where it needs to be let alone, and we grow thereby. 2 Peter 3:18. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours. Again, you know what? We'll pick up some of the content that we were going to talk about today. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Great content, and it's the voice of the people. Folks, shut the mainstream media off and get in the book, the Bible. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. See you.